Welcome back, everybody, to Midday Magazine, 3:30 on the clock, for this June 6th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we are joined right now by our good friends. We have CEO of your Southfield County YMCA, Matt Lund, with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Appreciate the time. Thanks for being here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm not sure how much she's going to talk, but I do want to introduce her just in case she does, so the audience knows where that great voice is coming from. We have Aaron Hess, branch executive with our Southfield County YMCA. Good to see you, Aaron.
Great to see you, too. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
I'll try not to talk too
much. I might put you on the spot. We don't know. I do appreciate you being both of you being here. We want to send a gigantic big shout out to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. Big thank you to them for that. We love talking about the why. We really, really do. We always have around here at WFHR, going back to Carl and doing Morning Magazine and all those things. But what is so much fun is, I don't know about you two, but that building is still brand new to me. I drive past it every day. And every day I see this beautiful building that looks like it just opened up yesterday, even though it's been open for a couple of years now and everything. I can't imagine what it's like working there. Oh, wait, I can a little bit. We got a new building here. I get a little bit of it. And with that, I understand how great that can feel walking into work. I recently talked to a handful of people that I know attend the Y. That feeling's the same for them. It is still brand new to them. I was talking to a girl who's been going to the Y since the new Y opened up. And she feels like it's still the first day every day walking into that building. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the all the funding and everything that happened. I know it's been open for years. I think it's still very cool that we have this beautiful facility right here in town.
Yeah, you know, the Y is pretty unique here, being in a small town of 18,000 people. And obviously we serve the surrounding communities. But the neat thing about it is the diversity and the multi-generational aspect of the facility, that when you come in, you can come in the morning and you have really one set of generational of individuals, but then you come in the evening and it's a completely different community.
Yeah.
And that's the unique and special thing about it. And yeah. So, yes, the building is big, it's beautiful, but the great thing about that big, beautiful building is it brings in everybody from our community, and then you get connected. You know, and then socialization, yes, you can come work out, you can come swim, you can take classes. You know, there is childcare, which is obviously a huge need, but it's the uniqueness of the multi-generational piece and being very diverse, and that's what is special.
It comes down to the people. Yeah, correct. It really does. Beautiful building, but nothing without the people.
One side note on it real quick is that when the building was built, if I know the numbers correctly, is that they were looking at maybe having around 5,000 to 6,000 members. Mm-hmm. And the current building, we have over 10,000 members. And when you think of that impact and that community footprint, that you have more than 10,000 people a part of one thing in this small of a community, that's huge and that's special.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, just people really to grasp that number and understand that impact, it's rare. It's a rare
really
thing.
Is.
So it's good.
Aaron, thoughts? No, I'm joking. I just wanted to put you on the spot for a second. I just wanted to tease you. I'm sorry.
It's kind of not fair.
It's not. Matt, I wanted to talk a little bit about you and your experience with the Y and your vision for this area.
Yeah, so my overall experience, I've been with the Y for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I left in the middle of my career, actually living just close to Point. I was the CEO of the National Wellness Institute. Mm. But my time in the Y, I actually worked in a small Y down in the southern part of Wisconsin, then went on to Chicago and worked as an operations director there, running a couple different Ys. Mm. Went down to Wichita, Kansas as an executive, and then I was in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis as an executive. And had a great opportunity to learn how to run different types of Ys and different types of communities. And my background having that, it allowed me to then bring experience and knowledge into a facility like this where it is so unique, where we can grow in many different areas, whether it is in healthy living and the programs that we offer, looking at the really neat thing that we have is camp. Mm-hmm. Camp is 10 minutes from downtown. There are not many camps that, whether they're part of Y or not, where they're 10 minutes from a downtown or a major area. I don't want to say this is a city, but more just a town the size of Rapids, where we have what we offer out there, having the kayaks and canoes and pedal boats, the archery and the hatchet throwing. And we host a lot of weddings and a lot of events, a lot of corporate events. And it's just when you're out there, you feel like you're in the middle of the mountains or the middle of the woods somewhere. Mm-hmm. That just gives you this feeling of peace. And so knowing that we have these great tools and resources, it allows us to then expand in our services that we offer to the community. And that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And as we look at growing our team, and as we look at more trainings, and as we look at how we service this community, I just foresee us continuing to expand and really get even a larger reach than what we currently have right now. And we currently serve from really kind of the Plover area. Even we have members that come from Point,
yeah,
that come here all the way down to Adams Friendship and the other surrounding communities. And so there's a large reach, and yeah, it's great.
You touched on this already a little bit as far as your vision for this, and a place where organic conversations happen, where people run into people they haven't seen maybe in a while, or strangers meet strangers and become friends. There's so many other layers to this than certainly living a healthy lifestyle or getting a good workout in or some swimming in or pickleball or any of these things. There's a lot of addedness to it that a community like ours really can embrace and really, really get behind. I think it's part of the reason why, for the popularity of the Y. When you gave us those numbers earlier, I wasn't that surprised by it, only because I know I talked to so many people in this community that have been taking advantage of that Y and yeah, loving going over there and using that. And one of the biggest things I hear from people is, you'll never guess who I ran into. It's got to be one of the most common sentences I hear from somebody, because they just run into these people that they haven't seen in years, or somebody that they only talk to online, and they're finally seeing them in person or something like that. It's a really cool thing to be able to offer.
Yeah, and the great thing too is that whether somebody is falling on hardship and they financially are not doing well right now, we do have scholarship programs to help people. And a lot of times we love to see the kids be able to come in and take advantage of that. So if the family has fallen on hardship and they want to get their kids more involved, they can, whether it's youth sports or it's in swim programs or needing childcare help, you know, we can help them with that financial aspect of it. But when you come in and being able to have somebody that maybe is well off, maybe a multimillionaire, who knows, you know, yeah, we have people in this area that, yes, they have money, but you would never know.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing, is that you can come in and you can be talking with somebody that coming from two different backgrounds, two different areas of life and where they are in their journey, and they're equal. And, yes, and that's the great thing about it. And there just aren't many places like that. And especially where we are right now with everything happening in society and politically and everything else, is that when you come to the Y, we are all one. Yeah. And that is the great special thing about it.
Yeah, I love that. I want to, if you don't mind, rewind for just a second to the scholarships and the sponsoring and such. When I was a kid growing up in Chicago, the Y there, very similar to the Y here. A lot of us were able to go to it because of things like that. And when we first moved out here, and I love basketball. I love playing basketball. And we've got a great arena there in the Port Edwards area and stuff. I cannot tell you how many games I played over there. I was able to do things like that thanks to our Y, thanks to the a lot of these things. We didn't have money growing up, but there's no way I thought I'd be able to use a Y, but we had the relationship we did in Chicago, and we come up here, and we just had a feeling, and sure enough, the Y here is very similar. And this is years ago. This is before the new building. So I wanted to make sure, because I've talked about this before, that how cool I think it is that you guys do that, that you don't let money get in the way of people using that Y. But I talk about the new building quite a bit. I don't think I mentioned enough that this has been the case with the Y for a very long time. The Y has always been about this.
Yeah, and starting in Port, you know, you think about how that facility got started and the vision that the Alexander family had and how it was serving the community at that time. I mean, life was so much different even 20 years ago, and then you go back further than that, and what the community needed and the size of Y that they built at that time. I mean, the being able to be a visionary like that and understand that people need something like that. And then now we took the next step in building a larger building. And overall, the community that's being served, it is a better base here, but the Port facility still is very special in what it did at the time. And it still serves to be and yes, still is special to this day. But now we again have expanded down to Adams Friendship. We have a facility down there, and then again camp. And I do want to throw one quick thing out, is that my family and I are huge into pickleball. Absolutely love it. I'm blessed to have four kids. Two of my kids are actually sponsored by Selkirk. And then my wife and I, we travel around as a family and compete in high-level tournaments. And so for me, and I think the staff really jumped onto this, is that pickleball, yes, it's a great sport, but what it does socially, emotionally, physically for people, it's no different than like basketball. You know, it brings people together. gives you a chance to socialize you know, get those healthy habits built. And out of everything, relieve stress. You at least hope. You know, you hope that when you go play that you leave less stressed than when you got there, in theory, unless, you know, something happens on the court or, you know, somebody brings out.
You can get a little competitive sometimes. Yeah.
And that's okay. But that's a great thing, though, is that you can go out and you can just play to have fun, or you can go out and find a good group and compete. And you know, go that direction. So I think growing in the community, again, pickleball is a tool, but it's something that is a large focus for myself and I think for Y as well. And so it brings more, again, diversity, brings more people in. And so it's just one of those things I want to throw out that, yes, we have a lot of focus on pickleball right now too.
The community here, the world itself, but really our community is really back to pickleball. It's just blown up the way it is here and the way I'm hear people talking about, I am way behind on this. I got to get my pickleball. I got to learn this sport. I got to get in on this and everything.
Well, we run clinics every month. Mm-hmm. So come sign up for one. We run them and people love them. So.
And we'll tell you how you can sign up for that and other things with the Y before we wrap up today. I did want to touch on something else, the investments that to update the camp facilities. I think that you all, again, newish building, got a lot going on. I don't think the community would expect any of these kind of things. But yet you guys are working and there are things going on behind the scenes. Can you tell us anything about these recent investments and how they could update camp facilities?
Sure. So camp, yes, we have this big, beautiful building and a lot of focus was put on that facility. And so, unfortunately, camp got a little neglected. It was nothing intentional, but it's something that happened because there was so much effort put in to this facility, beautiful facility that we have now. But when I started here, I've been here about 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. And so I'm learning as much as anyone else. But I went out and I saw the potential of what camp could offer. And again, being so close to town is the board, myself, the staff, we sat down and decided that this needed to be something that it had to have direct attention. And so the board and again, myself and the staff, we sat down and said, we want to make a financial investment. We want to be very intentional about what we're doing. And so we've invested a few $100,000 in going out there and bringing new buildings, upgrading the current buildings that we have, landscaping, new equipment, sports equipment, trainings for staff. Again, new boats, fishing equipment. I mean, you just kind of keep going down that path. The best thing I can encourage people to do is go on our website and take a look at what we have. And then also we're really pushing out on Facebook. Yeah. It seems a lot of people here are using Facebook. Go on, pull up Camp Alexander. But want to throw out also a very big thank you to the Lester family for over the years supporting the Y and getting it to where it is today. And now we get to work off of that great foundation. We have had some great relationships with the Alexander family, Lester family, and obviously the Legacy Foundation, that they do so much great support in our community. Yeah. So
these are, these are trailblazers you're mentioning and it's great to be able to pick up the mantle and keep that going, keep that moving. I appreciate you mentioning those. Appreciate the time as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Matt Lund, CEO of your Suffolk County YMCA. Maybe Aaron. Maybe. We'll see. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun talking about the Y. Again, a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment here on WFHR. Welcome back to Midday Magazine for this June 6th, 2023. We are speaking with some of our friends from the Southfold County YMCA. A big thank you again to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. Matt Lund, CEO with your Southfold County YMCA, is with us right now. Matt and I have been talking about a handful of things, and one of the things I wanted to get into was new equipment at our Wisconsin Rapids location. I wanted to touch on that a little bit with you.
Yeah, we actually just yesterday had it installed. We want to make sure that every few years we continue to update. And again, going back to the number of members that are coming into our facility, when you have 10,000 members, there is really not a time that equipment is not being utilized. And so we want to make sure that we keep up to date with the cardio and the strength equipment and stay relevant to how people come in and train and stay fit. Yes, we have other facilities. We need to continue to update there as well. But this one definitely gets the most usage when you have a few thousand a day that continue to enter the facility. So we just did, again, install, and we work with Matrix. So it's Matrix equipment. And the new equipment is beautiful. And so we have everything you can probably possibly want and desire to come in and work out and hit every single muscle in your body.
Yeah.
We have great staff that are constantly walking the floor. If you come in and you're interested in a membership or your current member and you want to get a consultation on how to use the equipment, we're more than happy to help you out. We have some great personal trainers there to also work with the new members or even existing members who want to help increase what they've currently been doing. You know, as people probably they feel they go work out for a couple months and they see results and then they stop seeing those results. And it's a matter of how hard you start pushing yourself and, you know, really burning those calories and pushing those muscles and expanding on what you're doing. And so sometimes you just need some help. Yeah. And we're there to help, and we have, again, some great staff to be there and give that assistance.
I was lucky being raised by my dad. He's a former athlete, hockey player, boxer, and I've been working out since I was a little kid. And I lucky to have him there because I've seen so many of my friends just when I want to work out, and they just jump on a set of weights. Yep. And you get, there's a quick way to hurt yourself, and you're going to do the exact opposite of what you're trying to do as far as build up whatever you're trying to build up. You're just going to be setting yourself back 10 steps.
Correct.
The staff at the Y is so friendly and literally there to help you. They want to be asked questions, put them to work, make them answer these questions, you know, ask them stuff if you are not sure about things, especially some of this new equipment looks pretty cool, interesting. You want to check it out. Ask before you dive onto one of those machines.
Don't be intimidated, but don't be afraid to ask the question. And a lot of people will come in if they haven't worked out for years, me, myself, being a former athlete, high-level play, basketball, in other sports as well, is that in my brain, I still think I can go throw up 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And yet, if I go do that, I'm going to end up in the hospital.
It's
not going to be good. And so go in, start yourself out. And if anything, if you feel uncomfortable, get a couple personal training sessions. You know, just get it, maybe get three of them and get yourself comfortable again, get yourself used to the equipment. Understand where your body currently is, especially going through COVID. Yeah. A lot of people stopped doing their routines. They got out of shape. They got into worse eating habits, stress, anxiety, everything that goes with it is that you need to be able to come back and find out where you are now and then how you thrive from there. And it doesn't hurt to ask for help.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're adding some additional strength equipment, it sounds like.
Yes, adding the strength equipment and cardio equipment. So again, new bench presses or free weights.
Yeah,
lot more free weights than what we have before.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah, so new leg extensions, glutes. I mean, there's a lot of things that are in there. Again, I think every muscle you want to work out, you can find what you need, and there are a lot of new pieces in there.
It's one of those places where you'll find muscles. Like, oh, I didn't even know that was a muscle. Like,
why does that hurt?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you have going on over there. I wanted to dive into the campaign, certainly the golf event coming up. Let's start with the campaign.
Sure. So like I had said earlier, we want to support our community in every way that we can. And so every year we have to fundraise. Even though we have a great relationship with some of these larger foundations, we still need money for our general operations. We do not get any state funding or government funding if our budget goes south or whatever it might be. We run independently. And so we work with our own board, our own leadership staff. And so we have to be able to support that. And we want to be able to support and get funds in to then turn around and give it back to the community. And so we do our annual campaign every year. That annual campaign, our goal this year is $207,000. But the Y gives out over $400,000 a year in scholarships. And so we want to be able to raise that much. Mm-hmm. But we also know that we have a community that is I think we have some philanthropists in the area, and I think we have people that want to give, but we know that the community is giving what they can. And there are a lot of great needs in this community and foundations and other organizations that support the community. And so, just want to put it out there that the Y does do fundraising. And right now we are doing the fundraising. So if anyone's interested, you can come in, make a direct donation to the Y. You can mail a check in, note it as annual campaign donation. But we need to increase every year on how much we raise so we can continue to support what we give out, which is, again, over $400,000.
Yeah.
And then we have our golf outing that supports this mission as well for us. Our golf outing is on August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
People can find it on our website if they'd like to register. And they can also find it on Facebook. And they can follow the link and register for that as well. Or they can stop in the Y and ask for Stephanie Lund. And she is our events coordinator, and she can get them all set up with registration. We take individual registrations, team registrations, and we also take in sponsors and corporate registrations as well. So there is a lot of opportunity, yeah. and we're always looking for donation items as well for doing like a silent fundraiser or a silent auction. Thank you. Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah,
like my brain went blank on that piece. But getting in the silent auction stuff, yeah. so we'll take in donations from businesses who maybe want to promote, and we'll help them promote by doing that as well.
Doing this show for a while now, I've talked to a number of members from the Y, and we used to have Raquel Novak on with us. And one of the things I tease her about, and I'm going to tease you guys about, you're too darn humble over there. You guys are so sweet and humble, and I appreciate it, and I respect that very, very much.
Yeah, depends on the day, right?
Very, very nice. But what I want to say is that the campaign, I agree with everything you were saying. There's so many good campaigns, so many good nonprofits, different organizations out there, and we never tell anybody what to do with their money. But I will say that when you do add to the campaign at the Y, there's not many that you can do that hit on so many fields and so many different things that affect the community in so many different ways that lap over or bleed into other areas. This really is one of those things where you invest in this campaign. You are truly making an impact in your community. You are truly doing something that can affect so many people and so many strangers that you may never even know or meet, but you know you're helping.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is if somebody, let's say somebody wants to donate, but they say, you know what, I really love the fact that we support the community, but I really love aquatics, and I want to see the aquatics program grow, and that's where I want my money to go. And I want to support the swim team in that, and that's where I want all my funds to go. We can do that. Yeah. Or somebody comes in and says, I really want to support seniors in the area. And so therefore I want the funds that I donate to go to seniors. We can make sure that happens. Youth sports or whatever it might be, that camp. If someone wants to donate directly to camp, then we can take that, those funds and use them directly for camp scholarships as well. So they can be directed. It's not just going into one pot and then it's like, well, it's just going to go wherever it goes. Yeah. That can't happen. But if someone wants it directed to something they're passionate about, we can make sure that happens.
It's a really unique opportunity to be able to offer to people. That's very cool to be able to do.
I can just show just a little bit of a shout out for our staff this year, too. So we launch our annual campaign with our staff themselves. Mm-hmm. And this year was a record amount for how much our staff pledged.
That's cool.
It's nice when you have that amount of buy-in from your staff, because not only, you know, working at the Y is like working for no other organization. I can say that all the time. And when you have staff that are just so, they have such incredible buy-in and just that passion for community, you know that you're doing something right. So
good. I'm spoiled in this job. I get to talk to a lot of nonprofits. And if there's a consistent theme, it's not about the money. Yeah, we all want to keep our lights on, be able to put food on the table, take care of our kids, those kind of things. But there are so many people that I get to meet in the dis that they're paid in so much more than dollars and cents. The investment that they get a return on, it has nothing to do with numbers and any of that kind of stuff. And I just really I'm never not blown away by that. And I think that I know that I'm not alone. I know others out there, you out there listening, can feel so very similar to this. We're touching on the golf outing, and when we get closer to it, we'll promote it and talk about it a lot more, certainly bring you guys on, and we'll be talking about it on our shows and everything. But as far as for those out there listening that may have not heard of the golf outing event before or anything, you guys want to touch on it a little bit more, any more detail to it, or do you want to just wait until we get closer to August?
I think the biggest thing for people to find the information the fastest is going to be on our Facebook page and our website. As soon as you go to the website, in fact, I'm looking at your computer here, it comes up right on the front page.
Yeah.
And so it's at the Ridges, and it's August 7th. I would say go on there. You can print out the flyer. Yeah. Get all the information you need, and it's easy to find. So Facebook and website, and then stop by the branch if you like.
Matt, I am a journalist, and I have to ask the hard questions sometimes, and I have to do some things that I don't always want to do. Okay. So I have to wrap up the interview talking pickleball with you. We get to talk pickleball.
Such a bad subject.
I know it's
going to
be tough. I know it's going to be tough. As you mentioned earlier in the interview and everything, you and your wife, your family, are big fans of pickleball. You love the sport. Let's tell people, like, especially people like, take me for example. I haven't played it before, but I'm an athletic guy. I like doing athletic things. I just haven't had the time to learn the sport. Yeah. Is it something that takes a while to pick up?
So I'll try to make this quick. Is that I actually started playing pickleball in it was March of 2021. And again, being a former athlete, I have been usually pretty quick. I'm able to pick up pretty quick on sports. And I started playing pickleball, and I thought it was the dumbest sport that could be played. Yeah. I was like, this paddle doesn't work right. The ball doesn't bounce right. It's a wiffle ball. Don't understand the rules. I don't understand the scoring. It didn't make any sense. And then it took me about 3 months before I finally figured out, like, okay, here's how you do this, and here's how you hit. And it takes practice. It, just like any other thing you want to be good at. And being a former athlete, it'll humble you a little bit. And so taking the clinics are great. And again, we offer clinics at the Y. There is a great group of people here that play at Winter Park. They play at the Y as well. The Y is going to be looking to offer tournaments and jamborees and ladder leagues. And so that'll be stuff we build in the future. But pickleball is great because you can be somebody who's an athlete or a non-athlete. And that's what's special about it. Now, they have different skill level rankings. So you can be a beginner, and that's usually around your 2.5 to 3.0. And then you have your 3.25, 3.5, and then 3.75, 4.0. When you get above 4.0, you're a good player. And then when you reach 4.5 plus, you are getting to be a great player. And then obviously you come up to go play, in the open divisions and pro divisions. And so you can find a court that has your level play. And again, the great thing is you don't have to be an athlete. You can get out, you can find a group that's at your level. You can play, you can have fun, you can socialize, you can meet new people. It's a great way to get out and do something, especially if you've never been an athlete. And you're going, how do I get out and be active? But how do I get out and make friends? And there are a lot of seniors that play. And some of them I've met, some of them are widowed. And they're looking for a way to connect again. And they've gone through, they may be still going through a grieving process. They may be looking to get out and reach, have outreach somehow. This is a great way to do it. Because you're not having expectations that you need to be somewhere that you're not. And that's what's special about there. And to me, there's honestly no other sport that's like that. That you can go out and you can have, like my kids, I have a 13-year-old, 12-year-old, 9-year-old, and 8-year-old, and they go out and they're playing at the parks with these individuals. Now, my 12 and 13-year-old are actually very, very good. They compete at a very high level, and they are out as a 12-year-old playing with an 80-year-old right next to them, and they're enjoying the sport. And that's the great thing about it. It's multi-generational as well. So I encourage everybody to get out, give it a try. Let us help and support you if we need, but encourage you to get out and just do it.
Sold me on it. I'm sold. Really, really appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much for everything you're doing for the community. We appreciate that and appreciate the time hanging out with us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Big thank you to our friend, CEO Matt Lund, and of course, our good friend Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director with the Southfield County YMCA. And we want to thank one more time Tri-City Services for sponsoring the segment. Find out more by going to swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow, right from 3 to 4 here at WFHR, locally grown radio.